Hello, we are here as part of the Pathfinder Press podcast to talk to Kirkcaldy residents of different generations about life in our community, past, present and future.
I'm David. I've lived up here now for 58 years and I've always enjoyed it up here. It's nice.
Hello, I'm Rita. And I'm also from Kirkcaldy. I've lived here for 47 years and I've seen a lot of changes.
Hi, I'm Caitlin and I'm 11 years old and I live in Kirkcaldy.
Hi, I'm Luke and I'm 12 years old and I live in Kirkcaldy.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline, I'm 66. I've lived here a long time, about 45 years, something like that. And yeah, I enjoy living on Kirkcaldy. It's a great place to live. Okay, so I'm going to kick off the chat and we're going to start with what's it like to live round here? So in my opinion, it's a great place to live. There's plenty going on. The houses are really, really nice. Most people have gardens, which is a really good thing for everyone's health and well-being, to get out there, get outdoors. We have a great hub here on Kirkcaldy. We've got all the facilities you can think of. We've got a dentist, a doctor's, a chippy, a taxi rank. Anybody else think of anything?
Lots of little shops.
Yeah, lots of shops and groceries.
We also have a selection of shops, a chemist, and there's quite a lot for everybody to do right across the age groups. I myself help out at a Strand Gardening Club, which I've recently retired, so I have really enjoyed getting into that on a Friday morning. And I've also joined a walking group, and I found that there is quite a bit to do and I'm not going to be quite so isolated as I thought when I retired.
What is it like to be retired around here?
It's quite good because we have a lot of green spaces, so I can go out with my dog and walk all around the estate, see all the changes that have been happening over the years. There's a lot more houses that have been built, and it's quite a diverse section of people now across the estate with age groups. But it's still got a community feel to it. How are you finding living round here for this length of time, David?
I find it quite quiet, peaceful. Like I say, I've got into the walking group now. That was over 12 months ago, which I've really enjoyed doing because of, at the time when we had the lockdown and everything, I was stuck in the house all the time because I weren't allowed to go out. But now I've got going out and everything, and now I've got also got in with the gardening group. And it's great, I quite enjoy it. It's where I live, all that's at the back of me is open fields, the motorway, and I can see right through to Oldham. And it's great, and it's peaceful and I like it up here. That's why I'm not even interested in moving, because I like it's quiet, it's peaceful, and it's just all right to work, live here. What do you like about it, Luke?
That there's tons of parks to go to, and that you got like tons of stuff to play on, and it's really fun to do. So like they got like swings, slides, and you got like some strip lines, and also like a skate park, and also they have like a football pitch also around the park that like tons of people like to play around the days of summer.
That's it.
Also, we got a Friday youth club, and also Caitlin can tell you all about that.
So the Friday night youth club, it's like a bit where we can go and you can do activities like you can do arts and craft. Some people play games like Jenga. You can also play Hangman and other games around there. And it's really fun and it's like just gets you out of the house for a little bit. Did you go to youth clubs when you were younger?
Yeah, I used to go to a youth club. It wasn't around here, actually. I did used to walk a little bit or catch a bus. So you're very lucky to have a youth club on your doorstep because that's not something that I had. I had to travel a little bit. But, yeah, I used to enjoy our youth club. And I also used to go to a drama club on a Saturday morning. So I don't know if you've ever tried a bit of drama. Yeah, at school, yeah. So maybe you could do a bit of that at youth club as well if you're interested.
What did you used to do at youth centre?
So our youth club, similar to yours, lots of arts and crafts, lots of games. But we also used to play what they call records, but you won't know what they are. But it was music, but it was on like a machine that was called a record player. And we used to dance and make up the dances too, which you probably do to music these days, make up dances. But yeah, you probably watch it all on TikTok now, do you, Caitlin?
Yeah. So most of the sounds from YouTube or anything are mostly from TikTok. So the ones that mostly go viral or are trending are the most songs that people like to listen to. What was it like when you were lived around here when you were 11 or 12 or a teenager?
It was quite peaceful. It was just getting back from school, and then I go to my youth club, which was Torchbearers Youth Club. That was in the town, where we, same thing, we had discos on and kids are playing and everything, and then I started playing badminton downstairs, and then we formed our own club, and we started playing in the Rochdale and District Badminton League, which was great fun to get to know different people and all that and going on. And then with the youth club, I started our help out there, and we finished up going watching live bands and things like that, and it were great. So that's why I say it has changed a lot round here. Like when you see it, this were just all shops and things, and then they built, knocked it all down and built this all up. And like I say, you've got a doctor's surgery over there now. It's a lot of change, but I think it's changed for the better. A lot better. So I enjoyed myself. Like, Rita, what was it like when you came back here to...
I moved to Rochdale, particularly the Kirkwood area, in my very late teens, early 20s. And it felt a bit strange to start with because I was a southerner. So I did have to get used to quite a few different things here. But I had a young family at the time, so we had groups for like your clinics for mother and babies, things like that. So it was interacting with the other younger mums. I didn't actually go to youth clubs or anything like that. I was a bit older than that then. David mentioned about the music scene then. What is it that you younger people like about the music scene now? Caitlin.
Me, I normally like listen to Olivia Rodrigo or Taylor Swift because I like the music. From what they say in the music, and I find it really nice.
I like to listen to Justin Bieber because I think he makes some good music. Pun, you mentioned records. What did you used to do?
So my first record that I ever got was a person called Donny Osmond, who was singing Puppy Love. And David and Rita might remember that. And then I used to like a band called the Bay City Rollers. And we all used to dress in the same... They used to have this tartan stitched onto all the clothes. So we used to try and copy that by putting material on the edge of our clothes. With Taylor Swift, do you find that you like any of her outfits that you would copy? I'll ask that to Caitlin.
I like some of them. So like, I like the outfit that she wears with the 22 hats. So she'll go into the crowd and she'll just give the 22 hat to a random fan in the audience.
The music that I used to listen to was mainly Motown, but I've got quite a varied interest in music. I go right from classical music right up until, you know, I do like some of the new pop music as well. I think that is if you've got, I've got grandchildren and you tend to get your musical taste from them as well sometimes. I'm one who particularly likes rap. I don't say I do, but I do try and, you know, understand where what he likes about it. What about you, David?
Well, in my generation, when I was going around, it's all rock and roll with me. First records was The Beatles, Rolling Stones, all them type of groups. I like listening to modern music as well. I get enjoyed with certain songs I like, and then I'll see some songs and I think, that's rubbish. Because they just repeat and repeat and repeat. Well, like, say I've been to some live concerts with Genesis, Drifters. That was brilliant. Other groups we've been to see and all that, it was like Sure Waddy Waddy, where everybody just gets up and gets involved with it. And it's great, it's great. But at heart, I'm a rock and roller. That's the age I was in. And I've just stayed there with it all the time. We've just talked about what it's been like in the future. Just like to know what people would think it's, how we can improve it and for the future and everything, so... to Pauline.
Well, as far as improving things, I think at the moment we're really lucky around here to have all the facilities that we do have. I'm trying to think hard of what we could do to improve things. Unfortunately, we have just lost our community cafe, so we're hoping that opens up again. Because we all used to enjoy going there for a brew and a chat, and you knew that you could drop in there any time. But I think as far as you two younger people are, I'm sure you would like lots more play facilities and things to be going on. What do you think about that, Caitlin?
I think we would like that because of there's more thing like play facilities to do, then there's more things that we can be like, active at, so then there's more things other than being stuck in the house.
I think we could get outside more often instead of just staying in the house. Like, just go to the park for at least like a couple minutes to get some fresh air and all that stuff. I do enjoy playing video games at home, especially like Fortnite, Minecraft, and like Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto 5. What things can you do for things to get better?
I'm wondering if, because it's lovely in the summer and we can all get out and enjoy the lighter days, it's the winter months that I think, you know, if there was something a little bit more for the younger people to be able to enjoy. Obviously, we have got this youth club for them, but also if we could look at trips maybe that they would be able to go on to, that would be safe for them, you know, in a group, to maybe visit somewhere or even go to some concerts, so that they could do something in the winter months when it's not always able to get outside, even though I believe something that we do have events going on in Balderstone Park near us. What about you, David? Have you got any thoughts on that?
Not really. When I was younger myself, they used to get a lot of activities going on, but that seems to have vanished now. But like for the youngsters and all that, I'd be in full agreement of letting them be able to go to places and see things and get involved. It'd be great. So what do you think of that, Mark? Luke?
Thinking that if there was more events at Balderstone Park, we could go outside more and enjoy life.
Luke, could I just ask a question? Do you think things like boxing club or anything like that, do you think that would help some of the younger children on the estate, just to channel their energy sometimes?
Yeah, because they can learn self-defence or they can get rid of all their energy.
I think that would be good, because then if, like, let's say someone's, they feel like they're going to get injured or something to happen, then they can help themselves, because then they don't, nothing will happen to them because they'll already know what to do. So, like, if there's more clubs at Balderstone Park, then there's more things to do. So at the Balderstone Park, you could introduce more clubs like badminton club, dance club, football club, like just a lot more clubs around the park, just to get more people active outside the house.
So like David was saying, in his youth he was a badminton player, and I'm sure he's still got him in to have a good go at bashing that shuttlecock. And it'd be nice, you know, to set up like older people against younger people, that, you know, like a mixed group, or perhaps have a mixed gym where we could all do some activities together, like cycling and things like that. Do you, either of you, have a bike? Do you have a bike, Luke?
Yeah, but it needs to get fixed.
There is a place on Cacol, I don't know if you know, where Rhodes Ravine is. There's a porter cabin there. And if you go there, we'll ask at the desk before we leave, but there's a certain day that you can go there and take your bike and you can get it fixed for free. Okay? Do you have a bike, Caitlin?
Yeah, I do have a bike. I used to have a pink bike, but it got too small, so I gave it to my cousin, and then my mum's recently had to get me a new blue bike that actually fit me. David, how do you feel about leading them badminton sessions?
Fine. If people tell enough to want to learn how to do it, because I got up to a stage where I could actually do a little bit of coaching, and if it got enough to want to do it, that's not a problem. I'd be quite happy to do it.
Maybe we could speak with your youth club leader, and we could maybe set up something where we come and challenge you to a game of badminton. What do you think about that, Luke?
That could be good, because other people can enjoy that for free.
Yeah.
What sport did you like, Rita?
I wasn't a particularly sporty person at school, but I did like doing cross country, things like that. And I went out with Brownies and Girl Guides. We did things like camping, and I enjoyed that rather than I wasn't a particularly good netball player, so I never got picked for the team, I'm afraid. Pauline, what were you really good at school?
So, a bit opposite to you, Rita, because I think I were on every team going. So I used to play netball. With being tall, they used to stick me next at net and say, stick your hands up, Pauline, and stop all them balls going in. So I were goal defence. Then I weren't brilliant at rounders because I wasn't very good at hitting the ball. But I used to like basketball as well. We used to have a basketball team and we used to play against other schools. So I went to a school called Thornham, which is not there anymore. And then I went to a school called Boulderstone, which that's not there anymore. What school do you go to, Luke?
I go to Kingsway Park High School.
Are you on any teams?
No, not really.
So what do you enjoy at school then? Is there any particular subjects that you like?
I enjoy doing maths, art and PE because I really like doing them and it's so fun.
For me, I like doing drama and PE because my drama teacher is nice and it's always a fun lesson. And in PE right now we're doing trampolining and we used to do rock climbing. What was it like for you at school, David?
Some days it were good, other days were horrible. But I was like a sports, I liked all the sports. I played football, played rugby league, basketball, table tennis, things like that. At the moment, I enjoy watching sports now more than anything, but I'm more into live sports. So I go to Rochdale Hornets, Rochdale Mayfield, which are the rugby teams. I like watching football, but I'm more watching rugby league now and everything. And it's at school wise, I were always on activities and doing things like that and really enjoying myself. It was good at school. It was all right. My school's not there anymore because it were. I used to go to Sacred Heart on Kingsway and then I went to St Joseph's, which was across the road from Kingsway. And a lot of my mates were at Kingsway, so we had a lot of rivalry when we played sports against each other. And it was good fun. I liked English at school. Got into enjoying the maths because the teacher was really helpful of how we used to do maths. It weren't just like wrote it on the board and said, right, get on with it. It did actually go around and tell you how to go about doing it and how to work out things and drawing, which helped me when I started my work, when I started working in engineering. I was in engineering, turning, machining, reading drawings, technical drawings and all that, which I used to like doing that and problem solving and things like that. They give you a drawing and say, get on with it. Say, right, fine, give it here. And you work it out when I did my apprenticeships and all that and going to college to get all my certificates for what I needed in engineering, which was really good, which is what I enjoyed. Pauline, what did you go and do after school?
So, I wasn't the most studious person, but so I did start a college course in childcare, but I found it wasn't for me, I didn't like it. And then I ended up actually going doing some seasonal work in holiday camps and things like that, working away for a few seasons. And eventually I did settle down and decided I went working actually in education. So I've worked in an office most of my life, which I've really enjoyed. And then when I got a job at Hopwood Hall College, working with teenagers and doing the administration for them. And then I got a job in a school, in a high school in Rochdale. And I did things like attendance and dinner monies and stuff like that in the office. And I was also the first aider. Children used to come and say, "Miss, can I have a plaster, please?" And all that. And it was great. I've enjoyed it. And I was a bit worried about retiring, but no need to worry at all, because I've found other things to do, like the walking groups and the community gardens. And now we're here doing this podcast. Rita, how about you?
I thoroughly enjoyed my school days. A lot of people were surprised. I didn't want to leave school, I admit. My favourite subjects were biology, English and history. When I left school, I actually trained as a dental nurse. But like Pauline, it wasn't for me. After about a year, I decided I didn't want to do that. And I went in to do a bit of retail. And eventually, I fell back doing horticulture, which is something that I'd always enjoyed with both my grandparents were gardeners. And I learnt a lot from them. And I spent most of my working life in working in garden centres. So what would you like to do when you get older, Caitlin, please?
When I get older, I would like, if I was like for a job, I would like to do teaching. For me, I particularly like to do reception and year one teaching, because I feel like that's just a better fit for me. And I feel like I like doing it with receptions, because at my primary school we did this thing called lunchtime helpers, and you could either go in the year one or year or reception yard, and I used to always go in the reception yard because I liked it in there.
I really want to be a firefighter or a lawyer, because I want to be a lawyer or a firefighter, because they can help citizens and they can save lives. If you could describe Cocoa in one word, what would you describe it as, David?
Good. Rita?
I'd say community. Pauline?
I'd say friendly. Caitlin?
I would say that it's quite busy.
Happy. Thank you for listening. It has been great to chat about our different lives in the Cocoa community. Bye for now.